Dutch migrant Ans Wester really shook things up in her new home with her revealing black and white photographs of New Zealand, particularly her controversial school bulletin, Wash Day at the Pa. After arriving here in 1957, Ants was particularly drawn to photographing Māori culture. Over the decades, she's produced a huge number of images documenting life in Aotearoa. Her early years here have been dramatised by Nelson writer, actor and fellow Dutch migrant Martina Barnvinger in a solo play called Aperture. It's about to premiere at the Nelson Arts Festival. Martina explains how she came across the work of Ants Wester.
Ants's work came into my life when I visited New Zealand as a tourist back in 2001. And I saw some work of her in Wellington. I can't remember exactly where, but I saw it and I was straight away really sucked into the work. And I was amazed by the personal kind of energy that was exchanged between the photograph and myself. And when I saw the name of the photographer, it was Wester, and I thought, oh, that must be Dutch. So years later, actually, I looked for the name on the internet to find out who was that again. And that's how I got to know more about Ants and about her work.
So you were visiting the first time that you encountered Ants, but you, that's like right. Her, you are now, you have moved to New Zealand and made New Zealand home.
Exactly. And that's actually one of the things that really pulled me into this story as well, because that is something that we have in common.
It's one thing to admire a photographer's work. It's quite another to think, I can put this on stage. So what made you give you the confidence that you could do that?
I love doing solos. It really gives me a chance to dig really deep into one person. And it also gives me the chance to work quite autonomous in the way I would like to do things. And this year I have been teaming up with Klaas Breukel, who is a visual artist from Nelson. And he is doing the visuals with this. So because I couldn't do it without a good projectionist. He's more than that. So he actually creates his own images as well. So they're combined. So it's quite a technical performance in that way.
Well, Ants's career and her life indeed are long. You know, it's full of riches for you. You must have had to make some decisions about what to focus on for a stage play.
That's right. And Ants actually helped with that as well, and her family. So we came to the fact that I'm going to really focus on her growing up in Holland, because that's the thing that we have in common, and her first 13 years in New Zealand. So we're kind of going through the 1960s here in New Zealand. That's where she created her first work, and her, especially her work around Māori.
Wash Day at the Pa is entirely within the span of the time that you look at. This was the controversy around this extraordinary series of photographs.
Exactly. I think it was 1964 when that was published, and that really caused quite an uproar on different levels in society in New Zealand at the time. There was a small group of people who objected to it, but there was also a very large group of people who really loved and embraced the booklet as well.
When Ants talks to you about that, how does she remember that time? Was it hurtful to her? I mean, she's a very strong personality, I know, but she was still, you know, young, and this was a new country for her. And to get that kind of negative response from a small group, that was pretty tough, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think she was especially surprised more than anything else. I know that the headlines in the paper at that time said that, the photographer is very angry about the decision to take him out of all the schools and destroy them. That is not the impression I'm getting from Ants, actually. Ants was probably surprised and disappointed, because for her, this work was oozing with, the reflection of Māori family in a rural circumstances, and it was full of love and full of life. And that's something that I saw as well. But other people were concerned about other matters. It was a poor circumstances that these people lived in. And people didn't want Māori to be betrayed of that's typical for a Māori family to live in those circumstances. And I understand that point of view as well. So that's both of the point of views I'm going to bring across in this performance.
How would you describe the young Ants Wester, the recent migrant, the keen photographer, as a person, as a young person, and as a gifted and aspiring photographer? What was she like? Because this is who you're going to introduce us to.
Yeah, I think Ants was a very creative young woman, and I think she already from a young age knew what she wanted to do. when she got hold of photography and a camera, she started taking photographs, and she was from a young age already very aware that that's what she wanted to do. At that time, there was no way you could study photography in Holland at the time. So she did go to, say, an art academy that was very focused on crafts and textile works. At the time, that was quite a progressive school. And I think she learned a lot from there, and she really enjoyed that. And that's why she also realized that she has a deep love for art, and she studied art history, which she actually wanted to continue for a while, but end up going to New Zealand and not leaving. So I would say Ans was already from a young age very focused, very creative. And I think her parents also gave her that eye for good quality and eye for real art. What she's describing to me about, you know, the things that her parents did, I really can see that in how that progressed in the work through the 60s and the 70s and even to now. She also came from a background of a very crafty background. So, for example, she loves like knitting and creating necklaces and jewelry. And that's exactly kind of the background where her parents came from as well.
You're going to have inevitably, Martina, the sense of responsibility to aunts. It's kind of easier, don't you think, to tell the story of an historic figure because you can have a little bit of license. But here, I mean, how closely, how carefully are you trying to get even the dialogue that you're writing accurate?
And that's how accurate I would like to be. So I have met Ans a few times over the last year and a half, and I have email contact with her as well. So when I have questions, she answers them very, very quickly, actually. And she is also reading the script. So she gives me feedback of what's correct and what's incorrect. And I really would love to get as close as possible. But at the end of the day, I also have my artistic influence on it and the dialogue how I'm writing it. But
it is a play, not a memoir.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a play, for sure. Yeah, yeah. So a lot of the experiences in feelings are my words because Ans has given me lots of information, which is very practical. When she, for example, talks about, you know, the exhibition of men, which was for her an epiphany really at the time that, oh my God, this is what photography can be, which is the ones that she would love to follow into the footsteps. So those moments of what she was really going on for her eternally, that's what I'm writing. So that is my feeling, really. That's how I think she must have felt.
When you first approached Ans, did she warmly embrace this concept right from the start? I mean, it's quite a big thing, someone coming to you and saying, look, I respect your work. I'd really like to craft a solo play about you. It doesn't really happen to many people or very often. So what was her initial response?
Her initial response was very positive. What at the time I was performing in Wellington with the solo that I was doing about Annie Chafee, and she came and watched that. So her daughter and her sister and aunts came just to see, you know, meet me, see what kind of work I'm creating. And based on that, they made the decision, or aunts in this case made the decision that she would like for that to go ahead.
You wouldn't have done it without her blessing?
Oh, absolutely not. No, no. I would definitely not feel good about creating something about someone's life, you know, that if someone would not be happy about it. Oh, no, I would never do that.
You mentioned that you're using projections of Ans's work. How do you, as a performer, relate to the images that are being shown? Is it a direct relationship? Like you, it looks like you're taking a photograph and there we see it on stage. How are you using it?
I'm using it in different ways. So some scenes, I'm literally stepping into the photos. So I'm becoming part of the photos. In some scenes, I am telling the story about, for example, how this series of photos came about, and the series will be behind me, floating past, so that people can see what I'm talking about.
Because you've been so involved in Ans's life and in her work, you will have got to know these photographs from this period very well. When you look at them, what do you see? What do you appreciate about those early images of hers?
The biggest, I guess, appreciation that I have for Ans's work is the great sense of humanity and the great sense of being part of such an intimate moment, I feel very privileged. But the funny thing is, because you're right, I've been looking at these photos so many times in the last year and a half, but I'm still see different things. So I start to see more detail, or I start to see something in the background that I never seen before. So I'm still exploring, and I'm still seeing new things, which I think is very exciting. And for me, that's also a sign of really great work.
And of course, the irony here, if you like, is that it was a migrant, a recent New Zealander, who was casting or helping us to see our country through her lens, through these very candid photographs of hers. And I think maybe she had a certain freedom or perspective that homegrown New Zealanders didn't have. When you grow up surrounded by something, it becomes the norm. Somebody coming from Europe, a very different country, was looking at New Zealand through fresh eyes, I guess is the way it's often described, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's why her work is so powerful. No one else went into rural Māori communities and taken photographs. So that was very unique, because Ans is so focused, and she's so clear in what she would like, that she just did that. So in that way, she was really unique. And because she wasn't aware of the culture, or had not more knowledge at that time, I would say, or probably she was, of course, in the 80s, by going into these communities, she did, of course, absorb a lot of knowledge. But initially, she arrived with quite a blank slate, and that, I think, helped her just to step in and just do it. You know, she wasn't initially aware of tikanga and things like that. So I think that was also her strength at the time.
Her experience, of course, she came over decades before you, and New Zealand was so much a different country back then. But do you see still some resonances for the experiences that you went, the culture shock, the change that you undertook coming to New Zealand yourself as a migrant?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think there was some of the scenes that I'm writing around about this are probably more my experience, but I think they're very similar. You know, the rushing around that happens more in Europe, coming here, the very more chilled out version of Europeans really here, that I experienced as well. I think Ans had that as well. So Pakeha was more relaxed. And then coming into the world of Maori, there was a whole different kettle of fish again. You know, there was so much more freedom, and so much more, I would say, openly expressed love and talent and creativity. That's what I have experienced myself as well. I was very taken by the way Māori communicate, and the way, for even just the welcomes, you know, on the marais, the way people warmly embrace each other and go back in their own history. So you're learning a lot about someone very quickly. And also, literally, the hongi, the exchange of the mana, exchange of the energy, which is something, goodness, in Holland, I would never experience anything like that. So that very personal approach, yeah, really was very warm-hearted for me. And I think Ans also experienced that.
You workshopped Aperture at the festival last year, and again, that's not a very common way for plays in New Zealand, you know, short time frames, tiny budgets, get it out there as quickly as you can to go through. How valuable was it, that workshopping process?
Was very valuable. I really enjoy having feedback from audiences. I always have a Q&A after performances normally, so that people can also get an insight in the process of creating a performance. So I always do that. But in this case, it was extra valuable, because this was only a presentation of an idea, basically, that was there. And it was a kind of a short, condensed version of the bigger version that I will show this year. And it was really good to hear the feedback, because I trialed a few things. For example, I wanted to use my own language, so I wanted to speak Dutch in the performance. But of course, not everyone in the audience is Dutch, so we trialed out subtitles in different ways, and that was really great to hear the feedback from audiences about that. So I've definitely taken things on board, on the feedback of the audiences, and putting it in, you know, changed things, or even took things out completely to make things work better.
Martina Barnvinger, Aperture premieres at the Suter Theatre on Thursday as part of the Nelson Arts Festival.